guys. I'm back with another message or another podcast episode. So you guys really got to listen to the last episode I uploaded, which was update 11-6, because that's when I told y'all everything. And I mean everything. Didn't hold bars. I just told y'all everything in the truth. So this episode is going to be titled, Is He Serious? ? Because let me tell you what happened, guys. So you really, but like I said, to go back in time to really know what I'm talking about, because you might get confused if you don't click on the last episode, you're going to be super confused trying to understand what I'm talking about in this episode. So make sure you go back, because that's the only way you're going to know what I'm talking about. So yesterday's episode, I'm going to give you a little small recap, like I'm a TV show. Recap. Well, yesterday's episode, I was, yesterday's episode, I told you guys the truth about my boyfriend and the whole situation, what went on between me and him. So let me tell you what happened. So needless to say, fast forward between me and you telling you all everything about that relationship and why I chose to keep it a secret and why I was now just telling y'all everything, the truth. I was real with y'all. So this is what this fool did. Let me tell y'all what he decides to do. So mind you guys. So, yesterday, you know, it was crazy. So, basically, yesterday, I told you guys, I was hanging out with my friend, one of my friends yesterday, and I told you that when I was driving, I was doing an episode while I was driving in my car. So, one of my friends basically was like, they knew the guy I was talking to. They was like, oh, I used to work with him at a car wash or something. So, I said, okay, cool. So, they was like, well, I told the friend everything that was going on, how he basically just disappeared on me and started acting funny. They was like, oh, well, let me reach out to him for you. So they went on Facebook and found him. They sent him a message and just asked him, like, hey, did you used to work at this car wash? Because they remembered him when he was their boss. So basically, you know, he did message them back. I guess he told them no or whatever. I don't even know. But the point is, so he tried it, y'all. He tried it. So basically, all right, another person I knew said they knew him as well. Okay, and people saying they knew him, they basically was telling me that the stuff he told me about who he really was not true. He lied about his age, he lied about a lot of stuff, and I did not know that until yesterday. So, you know, I guess, I don't know what happened, but, you know, he texted me this morning and called me talking about, you got people playing on my phone, people threatening me, I'm gonna call the police on you and all this stuff. I'm like, are you serious? Talking about he gonna call the cops on me and because I got people texting his phone. I said, first of all, I didn't give nobody your phone number and I didn't give nobody his phone number. So he got mad, like, you gave people my number. I said, no, I did not. I said, yes, I was texting you from the texting apps. But every time I did text him, I said, hey, this is Sherelle, letting him know that I was trying to contact him because he had me blocked. So I was trying to figure out why he broke up with me and why he was treating me the way he was. So basically, he got emotional about that or whatever. So he tried to say one of my family members or somebody threatened him. Granted, I did tell people about the situation I was in. My friends knew about him because I told them what he did and how he was acting. So I told him, I said, if somebody threatened you, that's not got nothing to do with me. I said, I didn't give nobody your number. I didn't do nothing crazy. I don't know. I said, I didn't threaten you. I said, why would I send somebody to threaten you? And why would I threaten you? I don't threaten people. What am I threatening somebody for? Like, for what? I'm 31 years old. Why would I like threatening somebody? Like, what am I going to threaten you for? And I said, if somebody did text you, I didn't give them your phone number. But yes, people around me, they knew him. And they knew of the situation because I did tell my friends about him. So I said, if something like that did happen, it's out of my control. But I didn't randomly just say, here, take this number and text him or play with his phone. Why would I do that? And then I was like, the only person that had even reached out to him was my guy friend that said they knew him. They reached out to him on Facebook to try to talk to him and ask him, like, basically, did they used to work together? And he wanted me to get closure. He was like, I want you to get closure, so I'm going to reach out to him for you. That was through Facebook. Nobody said they were texting him to threaten him. So he tried to say I'm threatening him and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, why would I go to that far? He talking about something. I didn't told the police everything about you. I said, really? That was this morning. But mind you, ain't no police hit me up. Ain't no police call me or came to my house or nothing crazy. But I was like, why would you do that? Like, I'm like, you're mad because somebody threatened you, because somebody, you claim I'm giving your number out when I did not give his number to anybody. Why would I give your number to people? Just why? That's childish for one. And two, why would I do that to you? And like I told him, like I said, yeah, sometimes as friends, your friends use your phone sometimes. My friends have used my phone. I've used their phones. If my friend or somebody happened to see his number or something and they text him, that's out of my control. But I did not tell anybody to text him and to threaten him or do any harm to him. Why would I do that? He hurt me, yes, but I still wouldn't have nobody threaten him. I'm not crazy, for one. And two, why would I do that? I got two, like I told him, for one, I don't have that much time on my hands to sit here and worry about threatening you. For what? Who are you? And I told him, I said, I'm pretty much trying to get over you. I said, the only thing I texted you yesterday from a different number was asking for closure. That was it, because you didn't want to give me that. But I was like, the whole thing was a mess. So I don't know. I think he was bluffing about the police situation, because the police never contacted me or nothing like that. But it's the fact that you would go through that length to really do all that to me. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you try to play me and try to act like I did some harm to you when I didn't do nothing to you? The problem is, guys got to stop lying to females. They got to stop telling us stuff and playing with our minds and our hearts. It's not cool to play with people's emotions and hearts. You don't tell somebody you love them and then you play with them. You don't tell somebody that you care about them and you're going to marry them and have kids and then you play them like that. That's not cool to do. That's why females out here do get hurt, and some females do flip out. Some females do go off the rail, and they do beat. They might get their family members on a guy to beat them up, or they might get a bat and take it to the person's car. They might do something crazy because the guy hurt them. And you can't blame a female when she does that, because guys need to stop playing with females' emotions. For one, you don't play with people's hearts. That's not cool to do. People have feelings. You don't do that because you meet the right person. They snap. People snap. It happens. But like I said, I didn't do none of that on him, because why would I do that? I was upset, yes, but I was moving on at the same time. So I was like, that's crazy that he would talk about threatening to call the police on me and this, that, and third. For what? I was like, at the end of the day, and like I tried to explain to him, if you had just communicated with me instead of being mad at me, it wouldn't even have got to this point. I wouldn't have had to text you from a different app and say, hey, can I get closure? I wouldn't even have had to do nothing had you had just given me the closure that I needed, or just telling me you didn't want to be with me. But he still can't even after all this, he still can't be man enough to even say it. So I just blocked him. I said, look, I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, I don't have nothing to do with nobody getting your number. I said, I'm blocking you. Because mind you guys, he was blocked in my phone. So how would I contact somebody that I had blocked? He was blocked in my phone. He was blocked. And the only reason I even unblocked him was because after thinking about it, when I got home last night, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be petty. I'm going to just go ahead and unblock him, because I said, I wish him the best, but I'm not going to contact him. So I unblocked him in my phone. But I didn't contact him after I unblocked him. That's when I get a whole phone call from him talking about he calling the cops because I'm threatening him and stuff. Like, and I'm giving people his number. I'm like, are you serious? And then, of course, when I called him back, he didn't answer his phone, but he wanted to play on my phone and leave voicemails and stuff like that. So it was petty. It was real, real petty. And I just feel like the whole thing, like I said, didn't even need to get to this point. But like I said, why would I threaten somebody? Why would I do that? So for real, my point is, if you've seen that movie with Martin and that lady was in the movie, I forgot her name, but Martin played with her heart and she snapped in the end. I forgot what it's called. But she went off, she snapped on him because he played with her emotions. It was like he told her he loved her when he was seeing other women, and then she just snapped. That's why you don't do stuff like that to women, because they do snap at some point. You can't play with a woman's emotions. It's not cool. And this goes for females too. Don't play with a man's emotions. Men snap. You see all these TV shows of men that snapped and killed women, or men that did stuff because women play with their hearts. And some men take that stuff seriously. So it's like, that's the moral of the story for me. Don't play with people's emotions. He played me. He know he did. He lied about his age. He lied about a lot of the things he told me. I found out that he was married or whatever. I don't know if he's still married or not. He lied about so much stuff, y'all, that I just found out on him. So on top of that, like, you played me. You told me you wanted to marry me. You said all this stuff, and I fell for his words like a fool. So, like I said, moving forward, but moving forward, I don't want to be associated with him. So that's why I blocked him in my phone. I haven't heard from him since this morning. I'm good. I don't want nothing to do with him. He can go his way and I'm going to go mine. I don't, like I said, whatever happened, happened. It is what it is. I don't have regrets in that relationship. But it is what it is. I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. You know, I made a vow to myself yesterday. I was talking to a good friend of mine. I made a vow to myself that I'm going to be single for a year. I'm not dating nobody. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just chilling. I don't want to be in no relationships. I'm not trying to be committed to nobody. The problem I'm realizing with myself is that I always, my whole life, been in and out of relationships. I ain't never been single for a year, or the most I've been single for probably, if I'm be real with y'all, probably maybe like a month or two. But I'm always in and out of relationships. I never give myself time to breathe. Never give myself time to get over the person. I just keep dating people and dating people because I don't want to be single or be by myself. And I can admit that to y'all. And I'm realizing that I can't keep going through life like that, because I don't want to teach my daughter that she needs to have a man to be happy. You know, I don't want her to think that she got to have somebody to be happy, because she doesn't. And I don't need somebody to be happy. So I just feel like I'm going to be single for a year. That's a deal. That's a deal and a bet that I made with my friend yesterday. We both was like, we're going to be single for a year and we're just going to try it. And that's what I'm going to do. I don't feel like I need somebody to complete me. So I'm just going to be single and I'm just going to focus on myself. Like, I got stuff I'm trying to do. Like I said, next year I'm getting my own place, have me a new car, focusing on the happy things in my life. And I don't need a boyfriend to complete me. And I'm just going to focus on that. So y'all will not hear me talking about I met a new guy. No, because I'm not doing that no more. I'm staying single for a year. I marked the calendar. Yesterday was a 6. That's when my bet started. And that's when, and it's not really just a bet. It's something I'm doing for myself too. Just to focus on myself. Because you don't always need somebody to make you happy. And I'm realizing that. And my therapist been trying to tell me that. Everybody been, my mom been telling me I need to be single. My good friends been telling me. And I just won't listen to nobody. And the truth is, I do need to heal from, I have a lot of healing to do that I never healed from past experiences. I never allowed myself to heal because I kept getting in and out of relationships. So now I'm looking at the situation as now I can finally heal from everything in my past, and I don't need to have a boyfriend to be happy. So that situation did teach me a lesson. Definitely not going to be dating nobody again. Definitely going to be single. And I'm not doing that no more. Definitely not. So it's going to be all about me, myself, and I. I'm just going to be focusing on me and my daughter, and that's it. And I'm going to be real with y'all through this whole situation I'm going to tell you something. I've had a friend that's been with me through everything this whole year. Everything I've been through, ups and downs, this person has never left my life. So me and this person had a huge falling out. I cut them out of my life because I got mad with them. We fell out and we didn't talk for like a good 2 months. They was texting me like from different numbers telling me they missed me. And I was like, no, I'm good. I didn't want to deal with them. But that person has been so loyal to me. Loyal to the T. Like, they never left my life. They always was encouraging me. They never asked me to change or be nobody else. And I really did like this person at one point in time. We was trying to establish something, but it didn't work out. But that's the one person who was loyal to me during this whole, all these situations over the past few months. The one person who was loyal to me. And I ain't met nobody that's been that loyal since. So, I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't want a relationship right now. Me and that person are good friends. Will me and that person date? You never know what could happen in the future. But I just know right now I do not want a boyfriend. I do not want to commit myself to nobody. I'm just enjoying my life, and I just want to be single, and then we'll see what happens in a year or two. I mean, if me and him decide to date 2 years from now or a year from now, it might happen, but right now, I'm not in I don't want a relationship. So, yeah, but that was the one person that was loyal to me, and it taught me a lesson, because I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody been loyal to me like that before, and it was like, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that whole situation between me and that last guy, though, that's crazy, though, y'all. I'm still in shock by it. I'm still hurt by it because I'm like, it's sad that people would do all these things to hurt you. And then when you're trying to get closure, they want to not give it to you and then act funny. Then they try to say that somebody threatened them and all this crazy crap. Like, really? Why would I threaten anybody? It was just crazy, y'all. But for real, I'm just glad I'm moving on with my life. Like, he can go his way. I'm going to go mine. And I wish him the best. And that's that. I don't care no more. You know, but I was going to go off if some police showed up in my house for real. For real, I was going to be like, you barking up the wrong tree right now. I wish the police would come to my house or call me over some crap that I didn't even do. So I would have went the hell off. Like, you definitely playing me. But I'm good, y'all. I'm going to be good. I'm happy. I mean, I got the right people around me. I don't need him in my life, and I'm good. And I'm just focusing on myself. It's all about me and my daughter right now. No men. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to have fun. And that's what I'm going to be doing. So I don't know what's next, y'all, but I had to share this story with y'all. So I'm back, y'all. These episodes going to be better than ever. We're going to get back to our girl talk. We're going to get back to our mental health talk. We're going to talk about everything for now. And we're just going to enjoy life. The podcast is back to where it needs to be. And I'm actually going to do a girl talk episode about this. Not this situation, but just talking to all my ladies out there that listen to me, that rock with me. I'm going to just talk to y'all about why it's okay to be single and why you don't need nobody to complete you. Because I had to learn the hard way. I've been through so much heartache. I had to learn the hard way. So, yeah, basically that's it, y'all. I'm going to end this. I'm not going to make it 20 minutes like I normally would, because I got to go eat some lunch, and then I'm going to go take my braids out. I'm going to wash my hair, probably style my hair, and then, because I got to go to the store later on. Walmart, I think, still open until 10 o'clock. So I'm trying to make sure I get to the store before 10. So I'm going to take my hair, I'll wash it, and then me and my daughter going to go to the store. Tomorrow is my friend's birthday. So I'm meeting up with my friend tomorrow for the birthday party that they're going to be having or whatever. So I'm super excited about that. So I'm just going to be hanging out with them tomorrow, and we just gonna have fun with that. Yeah, so peace and love, and I will talk to you guys soon.